In India, as many as 7,000 people are reported dead. The city of Madras, or Chennai as it's called in India, was one of the worst hit areas. Ajay Bhatt is a lawyer and amateur street performer from Washington, D.C., who was visiting and performing in the city this weekend. He describes the scene outside his hotel shortly after the tsunami struck.
I was very close to the shore, walking towards the shore, and I saw individuals running and screaming. Essentially, these are all the slum dwellers. This area is somewhat affluent, and these individuals come from their villages to work in this affluent area.
And they live on the beach, effectively.
They live on the beach, essentially, right. And there was a lot of mass hysteria and a lot of mass panic, you know, amongst the people that were running out. I saw people carrying out television sets, babies. There were mothers who were sort of corralling their children. They were sort of fist fighting over rickshaws to transport things. I saw fishermen sort of diving into the water to rescue possessions, huts that were submerged, you know, by the waves. They did lose most of their possessions, boats, you know, their homes. You know, I think it was clear devastation, and you could sense that, the emotion of that on the streets. I think more than anything else, what I came away with was just feeling that sense of loss.
How long was it before somebody seemed to be in control of the situation and getting a fix on what had happened?
It took some time. I spent about 2.5-3 hours just sort of milling about to see what I could see. And I didn't see rescue workers or aid workers. Later in the afternoon, we started to see helicopters flying in, the military, and I did see some jeeps driving on the beach to sort of to get an assessment. But in the streets themselves, where the most help was needed in terms of traffic control and crowd control and riot protection and looting protection, I didn't see anything.
And today, by now, was there much difference in terms of help being there?
It was a completely different scenario today. I think the government had sort of come in instituted a curfew. During the shows I did today, I noticed a lot of schools that are on holiday currently were being used as refugee centers. It's a kind of a difficult situation in Chennai. It's a crowded city, and so I think there's concern on the part of the slum dwellers of where exactly they're going to live and how they're going to commute. These are people who are coming from their villages and really don't have any place other than that particular area to stay in Chennai.
Well, Ajay Bhatt, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, thanks very much.
Ajay Bhatt spoke to us from Madras, or Chennai, India.